All right, Andrew Short, podium guy here at Salt Lake 35 years ago. Dude, 450 main is whatever. Congrats to Coop, right? But 250 main, like Bomer, Seth, RJ, Tom wins it. They passed both of those guys passed Tom and drop him. Nutty.
I thought Tom blew it. You know, he put himself in the perfect position, went backwards. He definitely got tight, was making mistakes. But that was one of the wildest races. I remember watching Zacco when he passed Savacci. Yeah, with Joey. I remember just walking away, like, blown away.
Yeah.
And tonight is kind of the same way. And, it's crazy because I feel like the best guy didn't win. But at the same time, it's better to be lucky than good.
Yeah.
So, and that's racing. You know, yeah. I've been in those situations. It's so hard because, like, Mitch and those teams, all the teams, they work so hard all year. And for it to come down like that, it's just wild. So I think for the fan or the consumers of Supercross, it's awesome.
Yep.
From the paddock, I think there's a lot of people scratching their head and being really frustrated, and some that they should be really happy, you know, like on the KTM side. So
we like Rick. He's awesome. I just thought that was not the time for that pass from our guy, RJ.
No, I mean, he rode starting on the outside like that to come through. He slowly reeled those guys in. He was consistent. I mean, that's all you can ask for after a heat race like he had. But, he wasn't even close to stopping.
No.
And I made stupid moves. Like, you know me. I've done moves just like that and worse. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I love his passion and his will to get there. But like you explained it to me, I didn't quite fully understand it. But there was more to it. He had to go forward.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I think that's where the frustration comes. And the 450 class, it was really cool just to see Cooper Webb manage it. You know, it's easy to sit back and watch it, but another thing to do it is mad respect because he got the start, he sprinted, he put himself in the perfect position, and then just did his laps. Like, and Chase was so good on that KTM, especially at the second half of the season. So it was pretty amazing to watch. It's fun to watch in the press box with you guys, and there's a lot of people up there, but you can see the whole race unfold.
Yeah.
And from up there, it's a really cool view. And for me, I watch them at home on TV mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And from up there, it's a really cool view to see, especially on a night like tonight.
You did a lot for Fly Racing over the years. You're here for Fly Racing also. They got a 450 Supercross title, their first. They got 250s Nationals and, you know, all that stuff. You helped a lot with that, but they got a 450 Supercross title with Cooper Webb in their year one. And obviously, Craig doesn't own it anymore, but it's still a company close to your heart.
No, I'm Fly for life, you know, so it's really cool. And just to see, not only that they won the championship, but they have cool stuff, you know, like the good, bad, and the ugly.
Oh,
like, that was, they did some cool stuff back in the day for, like, U.S. Open and stuff for myself or Kennard, people like that. But it's cool to see where they're at. Here, they sponsor Supercross. Western Power Sports is massive, just in power sports and motocross. I see it on all different levels. I love off-road. I love, you know, I'm into amateur motocross now. And here at Supercross at the highest level, they're all over and they're doing a good job. So it's cool for me to see it. I think there was a little bit of a lull, and they've come out swinging lately. So I think there's a lot to be proud for them to be proud of, and they put in some work, spent some money. It's cool to see that they got some results.
Some of those gear sets that you used to wear, I don't know what was going on with those, but they are long past that.
But it came around, you know, when Jerry Lathrop got there, and so it got better. Yeah. But, it's cool to see. Just the product, it looks better, but also technically and just the function and durability.
And you still have your legacy there in the form of the kinetic mesh, which you wanted and you pushed for and kind of the first guy to do it. And I love this stuff, but the kinetic mesh line really came about from you pushing those guys to develop something, you know?
Yeah, that and the light gear. You know, they told me that how it'd hang on the hanger, it wouldn't sell at dealers. And now it's like one of their number one selling thing. And the BOA.
Oh, maybe I got it mixed up. Maybe it's the light and not the mesh.
I really pushed. Okay. And they told me it wouldn't sell. Yeah. And, you know, I'm like, this is like, we need to do this, you know? So there's a lot of products like that I've had some input on, but obviously they have to carry it all the way through and to get it to the dealers and all that. But it's cool to see where they have new stuff coming that's even better. So that's what I enjoy, being a part of the company. And so they have a lot to look forward to.
Moser's going to be so happy that I did this post-race interview.
I miss Moser.